亲爱的主耶稣基督，是你召集我们来到你的殿中，一起来送葬你的圣灵。我们站在这里，是因为我们知道你的信实，你的慈爱，我们的生命中需要有你。求你的圣灵进驻在我们的心中，引领我们前面的道路，让我们明白你在我们身上的旨意。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，
阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us all here today to worship you. May you open our eyes and our hearts to your word, and that we will grow closer to you. You are so great and almighty, we pray that you will open our lives every day, and we will become more like Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。第二首歌，我在这里敬拜。
Thank you.
It's time to read the scripture. Today's scripture is 1 Thessalonians. 今天现在读经时间，今天的经文是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章第一节到第十节。我们一起用提升的方式，用英文和中文一起朗读。Let's please read the scripture together in English or Chinese. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1, please.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安与你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙神拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也不在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的真理，领受真理所效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所信主之人的榜样。因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Thank you. 我把时间交给长老。
让我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. We come as one body in Christ.And we come to worship you. And you're in our presence. We humble ourselves. We ask you to cleanse us so that we can come with confidence to worship you. Oh Lord, we give thanks to you even on this triple digit temperature. Brother and sister, we in one body.We come here, praise you, and give honor to you. And we have friends among us, so that our worship, the message from above, will touch each and everyone here. Oh God, we pray for those victims that they went through the Hurricane Harvey. This is the greatest so far, and the rainfallIt's a historical record. And many places were flooded. People were lost their homes, business, property. And we ask your mercy upon them. We ask you to give the federal government wisdom to restore and to do in this difficult time. And we give praise to you.You are our Heavenly Father. A Father on earth is kind and tender to His children. In the same way, you in heaven, you are tender and kind to those who respect for you and trust in you. And today we have your servant, Jeremy,will come and share the message. May the message will nourish us, correct us, give us wisdom, give us strength, so that our time here will be precious in our spiritual journey. 爱我们的天父，我们感谢你。虽然在这炎热的夏天，众弟兄姐妹聚集在这里敬拜，因为主神你就在我们当中，你接受我们的敬拜。我们也把今天的信息仰望在主的恩手，求主施恩怜悯，让我们听到信息的时候，不但我们得到纠正，我们也得到智慧，我们也得到激励，在主的真道上，在我们的属灵的灵程上。我们也特别为再来两周周末我们会有全教会的退休会，也是一个美好的时光，在悠闲安静的地方营地，我们可以一起聚集来学习，来敬拜，重新得力，使我们疲惫的心灵可以得到苏醒，使我们在地上我们可以知道主你自己的旨意。我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望，求主带领，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。We are delighted we have Brother Jeremy Bowman here. And Jeremy was our part-time youth director from 2010 to 2014. And right now he's a mission organization. He's a mobilization coordinator. And today he will share a message to encourage us, and maybe some message all over the world, how the gospel turn around the people, bring those people back to the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we welcome Jeremy.
Good afternoon. How are you all? Good. It's good to be together. Yeah. It's been a while since I was with you, but it's so good to see you, many of you, again, and to get to share God's word with you.
上次见到你们已经有一段时间，今天回到这里，分享神的话，真的非常的开心。
Like Elder Chen said, I work for a mission organization called Global Fellowship.
就像陈长老说的，我现在在一个宣教机构工作，叫全球宣教。
And our mission is to send out missionaries to the most unreached places in the world.
我们机构的宗旨是将宣教士送到世界这个未曾就听过福音之地。
There are still billions of people that have not heard about Jesus. And so we would like to change that. We would like to see the name of Jesus proclaimed all around the world. We are very fortunate here to have churches everywhere and Christians and Christian radio stations. But many places do not even know about Jesus. This year, I've had the opportunity to visit several places, several countries where many people just don't know who Jesus is. Some of them are places where we're establishing new partnerships. And some places were to visit missionaries that have been with us for a really long time.
有些国家我去的是，也是重新安慰一些宣教士跟我们机构已经过去长期的合作。
We went to Myanmar, Thailand, China.
我去了缅甸、泰国、
to Mexico. This summer, my family went to the Czech Republic and to Macedonia. And it's so exciting to see what God is doing in these places. Because what we find every time when we travel somewhere is that God was there a long time before we got there. That seems obvious. But the reality is that God is working in people's lives. And at the right time, He calls certain people to proclaim His name. And we find that many hearts are ready to hear those words. And always some are not ready to hear those words. Many of our missionaries live in very difficult places. Where radical people or the foreign governments would not want our people there. So I ask you to pray for them and remember those missionaries. They have to live in a constant fear of what might happen to them and their families. But they boldly continue to share the good news about Jesus, even though it brings them great risk. As we get into God's Word today, I want to share a short story. It's a story about a father and a son that go into a museum. And the father thinks that his son will really enjoy this museum and all the cool things inside. But the boy is very bored. And he says to his dad, "Let's go someplace where things are real." I think in the same way, people view religion like that. That religion is nice for it's not real. Some people believe that religion it doesn't matter if you do anything with it. It can be good for one person, but not good for another. But what we see in Christianity is that the gospel is very real. Because we see that people's lives are changed by the gospel. Each of our missionaries could share with you different stories of people whose lives were changed. This summer we visited our missionaries in Macedonia. And they took us to their friend's house. Their friends are Muslims. They've lived in Macedonia their whole lives and never known who Jesus was. But lately, they've been spending more time with our missionaries that are there. And slowly, they're learning more and showing more interest. And one of the times that we were with this family,
在有一次我们跟这个穆斯林朋友在一起的时候
we were sharing some food together
我们在一起吃饭
and the Muslim man said stop can I pray for the food
那个穆斯林的朋友就说先不要吃饭那我们先会做献饭祷告
and he prayed to Jesus
他跟耶稣祷告
He was changing his view of the reality of Jesus. And because of this, it was changing his life. He was being set free from a lot of the laws that had held him before. I think many of us in here could share stories of how our own lives have been changed. Sometimes I think about what my life would be like without Jesus. It's not a very pretty picture. Because God has made my life something good.I still have lots of problems that I'm trying to work through. But God is taking a broken thing and He's making it a perfect thing. So we're going to get into 1 Thessalonians. I'll just read the first few verses.Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
1-3保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督教会，愿恩惠平安赐给你，归于你们。我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望在我们基督里所受的忍耐。
So Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy are writing this letter to this young church.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给这个帖撒罗尼迦一个年轻的教会
and they're remembering them
也纪念他们
He says we remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith
他说我们在我们的父神面前纪念你们因信心所做的功夫
He talks about their work that doesn't come from their own effort but it comes from faith
他们的工作是从神的信心来，并不是从他们个人的肉体过来。
Their labor is prompted by love.
他们的劳苦是从爱心而来。
And their endurance inspired by hope.
他们的忍耐是从盼望主耶稣基督而来。
This hope is inspired by Jesus Christ.
这个。忍耐是由主耶稣基督而来
Because
这个盼望是由主耶稣基督而来
We know that God wins in the end
我们知道最终神会得胜
The blood of Jesus conquers all sin, all evil
耶稣的宝血洗净了我们能够征服世上所有的罪
And when you and I are fighting in a battle
当我们在一个打仗的时候
It helps if we know who wins. Because that gives us endurance. If you think you might lose something, you can give up. But we don't need to give up because we're not going to lose. Jesus has already won.Verse 4 says, For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you.
第四节说，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
This is a great verse.
这是一个很好的一个经文。
We don't have a lot of time to spend here, but it says two very important things. Things that are very core to our identity as Christians. He says that you are loved by God and that God has chosen you. Those are two very powerful truths that we can let soak into us. Verse 5 says, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit with full conviction. You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
第五节, 因为我们的福音传到你们那里, 不独在乎言语, 也在乎全能和圣灵, 并充足的信心, 正如你们知道, 我们在你们那里, 为你们的缘故是怎样为的?
He says that the gospel is more than words, but it has power.
保罗说这个福音不在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵。
And because the Holy Spirit comes with power. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that talks about this idea of the power of the Holy Spirit, of our faith in Christ. Second Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Christianity is more than just something that we agree to mentally. It's more than just something we add to our lives. The gospel is our lives. The gospel is everything about us. That's what happens when you are a new creation. You're completely different than you were before. Just like a caterpillar and a butterfly are completely different. The old Jeremy and the new Jeremy are completely different. We might look the same, but we're different people. The gospel is something that roots itself so deep within us that you cannot separate yourself from it. Verse 6 says, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction.
第六节说, 并且你们在大难之中蒙了神所赐的喜乐, 领受真道就效仿我们, 也效仿主。
And even though in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
让他们从圣灵领受了大的喜乐。
Even though it was incredibly costly for these believers, they still imitated Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Every decision we make, we're always deciding if it's worth it, right? And these young believers would have been aware that they might become persecuted. But they still decided it was worth it to live like Jesus. Even though it might be very costly for them.
虽然他们又会这个付出很大的代价,
This is the city where Paul, Silas, and Timothy had to leave very fast.
这个保罗、希拉、提摩太在帖撒罗尼迦待了一会儿，很早很快就离开了。
Because things got very dangerous for them.
因为有人要迫害他们。
And so these young believers, they were imitating these men.
这些年轻的基督徒效仿保罗、希拉、提摩太。
So I want to talk for a moment about imitation.
我这里再讲到这个效仿。
Imitation like this does not happen on accident.
像这样的效法并不是偶然发生的。
Imitation takes intentionality.
这样的效法其实跟我们这人的主观性很有关系。
So I ask you, who are you intentionally imitating?
我就问你，你意识当中你主动想模仿谁？
We should surround ourselves with people we want to be like.
我们都喜欢跟我们喜欢的人在一起。
And we can ask them how we can grow.
我们对他们说我们怎么样可以成长。
When we were with some of our missionaries in the Czech Republic,
当我们在捷克共和国的宣教士在一起的时候。
We stayed with them a few days, and on the last night, we were encouraging them.
我们他们带了几天，在最后一个晚上，我们鼓励他们。
We were telling them how proud we were of them and just giving them lots of praise.
我对他们讲，我们对你们感到非常的自豪，我们给他们很多的赞扬。
And then they asked us a very risky question.
他们问了我们一个很危险的问题。
They said, okay, thank you for all the compliments, but how can we improve?
他们就说好，感谢你的赞美，但是我怎么样可以进一步再做一些努力去成长
？They said, "Did you see anything in our lives that we could change to do better?"
他们说，你看从我们的生活当中，我们怎么样可以做不同的，可以变成更好。
We were really impressed with this question because it takes a lot of courage to ask someone that question.
我对他们这些问题就是印象很深，因为这个需要勇气来问这些问题。
But we need to be willing to ask those questions to be able to grow.
我们应该愿意要问这样的问题，使我们能够成长。
And what Paul writes here is that they received this word and the suffering, but they received it with joy.
在这里保罗说到，他在患难之中，他们也得到了从圣灵所赐的喜乐。
This joy is something that transforms us. It comes from inside.
这个喜乐是从内心而来。
It's not something that's based on what's happening around you.
这并不是说这个喜乐从你周围环境发生什么事情。
But it's based on what God has already done in your life.
这个是根据神对你已经在你生命上神在你身上的工作。
I want to look at verses 7-9. It says, "So that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God."
这个第八节跟第九第七跟第九节，甚至你们做了马其顿和雅该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出去，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和雅该亚，甚至在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
This says that as they were imitating Paul.They actually became a model to other people for them to imitate as well.
Yeah, 因为这里讲的就是帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，因为他们效法保罗、希拉、提摩太，他们也成了别人的榜样。
So this is another thing for us to think about: who are we following, but also who is following us?
我们这也是提醒我们要这样想：我们跟从谁，谁来跟从我们？
Sometimes it's really challenging for me to think that someone is paying attention to my life. And that someone might be taking notes on how they should live their life because of how I live. And then in verse 8 it says that the Lord's message rang out.
那第八节经文说，主的道已经从那里传扬出去。
Says that their faith in God became known everywhere.
他们的信心在马其顿这各处都传开了。
It's like a symbol, a pair of cymbals on a, you know, in a marching band that bangs together, or like a drum.
这个就是像一个人家一个乐队里边的一个大的很大的一个符号。To
describe it, I was gonna hit the drum cymbal, but that won't do anything.
Yeah.
So this word though, it means to resound, for like a sound to just keep going. Like if you drop a rock in a pool of water, the ripples will go out. It says that the gospel was acting like this in their lives.
这就第八节讲到了，就是当地这个帖撒罗尼迦这个福音就传开了，就像那个情况。Because
the gospel was transforming them and changing their lives in front of everyone.
福音改变了这些人的生命。And
people around them were learning about the gospel because of the transformation in their lives.
由于这些 They
received the word, but then they also expressed the word. This is the beauty of the gospel, that it comes into our lives and affects everything. It should affect your relationships with your family and your friends and your co-workers. It should affect our convictions about politics or the poor or the disabled. It affects how we think about our children and our schools and our communities around us. As we turn from our own idols to serve the living and true God, it changes us. And people will begin to notice this in you. So funny story, when we were in the Czech Republic, I ate a meal called beef tartar. Do you know what that was? Beef tartar? I had never heard of it before either. But it's a raw beef that they puree. And you put it on toast. But before you put it on the toast, you rub lots of garlic on it. And I think when I ate it, I put too much garlic on it. It was very good, but so I ate it all. And I was out with some of our missionaries, and I ate that meal, and then I came back to our hotel. And my wife Anne was already asleep in bed. And I got in bed and she woke up. She said, "What's that smell?" I said, "Oh, sorry, sorry." And so we both went to bed. And in the morning, she said, "You need to go shower." So I went in, took a shower, and I came out, and she said, "It's still really bad." So the gospel is a little bit like that, right? People notice it because you've been around it. And even the things of the world cannot get rid of the smell. The gospel living in us should witness to other people. So I ask you if your faith is a testimony to other people. There's a statistic that 70 to 80% of people join a church because of a friend or a family member. Most people in churches are there because they knew somebody else. So the question for us is, who has God put in our lives? Because those are the people that God might want for us to invite into a relationship with God. The people that are in your community or in your workplaces. You are the message of the gospel to those people. They are looking to you to understand who God is. People might not pick up the Bible to read it. They might not read the gospel in these pages. But they will read the gospel in your life. And so God has called us to have the gospel resound in our lives. That the gospel would ring out to all people. As Jesus changes our lives and teaches us to worship Him, we can teach other people why we worship God. As we live our everyday lives, they should be a little bit different. Because God can transform our values, why we make decisions. And as He transforms our values, people will notice. People will start to wonder a little bit why you're different. And then they'll ask questions. And they'll give you an opportunity to say something about who God is. And that opportunity can change someone's life. I was talking with my neighbor a little while ago. And my neighbor is not a Christian. He's never shows interest in Christianity. But we spend a lot of time together because I really want to see him in heaven. And he came to me a while back for help because of a family member. This family member has been addicted to drugs for many years.
他家里有个成员因为吸毒有很多年。
And he keeps getting a job and losing a job.
吸毒得了工作又给解雇，哪一个工作又解雇。
And now he started stealing things from family members in order to buy more drugs. He's homeless now and his life is falling apart. And he has no interest in changing his life for the better. All he wants is what his body tells him he needs. And because of this situation, my neighbor came to me and said, he asked for my advice. He said, well, nothing is working for him. He said, I know you're a Christian, so maybe there's something you can do. And that's the truth. That because of God's power, his family member can have a new life. But I was amazed that even my neighbor who has no interest in God still could notice that. My neighbor still knew that God could do something that counseling couldn't do or help couldn't do. The last verse in our passage is verse 10. It says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. Jesus has delivered us from the wrath to come. And so we have this hopeful expectancy that as we wait for this new heaven and new earth. We can endure through this life because we know that God will win. There's a time when we will be with Jesus. And so as we wait for God, we should not be idle. God has given us something to do while we wait. He has given us the gospel and asked us to proclaim it to others. And so I challenge all of us as we go through our lives that we think of ourselves a little bit more as missionaries that live right here. We know that God wants to transform us with his power. And so first I want to say, if you are not sensing God's power in your life, to go to him and ask. Allow more of God's presence into your life. And as you allow God's power in your life, express that to others around you.
当神在你内心工作的时候，你就把这个见证传给你周围的人。
So that the gospel would resound, would echo from your life.
这样通过我们的生活，我们就可以把福音传出去。
God has put us here on this earth for a purpose.
神摆着放我们在这个世界上是有目的的。
And that purpose is to make His name great in the place where we live.
目的是要再次我们在这个世界上能够荣耀神。
Let me pray for us. Jesus, thank you for the power that you express in our lives, Lord, that transforms us and makes us new.
主啊，感谢你的大能改变我们的生命。
Would you help us to live new lives?
帮助我们过一个新的生活。
As we live new lives, would you give us opportunity to share your truth?
当我们过新的生活的时候，主啊，求你给我们机会，能够将我们的见证传出去。
Show us how you want to use us.
给我们指明怎么样你来使用我们。
Open our eyes to the broken world around us.
打开我们的眼睛来看这个破碎的世界。
Use us to proclaim your gospel right here.
使用我们能够将你的福音传遍。
Thank you, Lord, for this church.
感谢主对这个教会。
Thank you for these people.
感谢主。
Bless them and may your presence dwell with them richly.
求主啊与他们同在。
Lord, we pray these things in your powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Jeremy, for the message. 谢谢 Jeremy.给我们的信息 and we should consider ourselves missionary in this area. 我们应该认为我们就是我们这个地区我们所住的环境就是宣教士 So could be far away and could be as near as we are. 可能是在很远的地方也可以就在So I heard what you mentioned that who are we following? 他刚刚也特别提到，我们是在跟谁？ Are we following Jesus Christ? 我们是否跟随主耶稣？ If we are following Jesus Christ, and those who close to us will get positive influence from us.若我们是跟随耶稣基督，与我们亲近的人会得到正面的影响。If we are not, obviously, we are leading them, we are affecting them, not on the right or the right path. 那下面我们是守圣餐的时间。We're going to have communion, and before the communion, I have chosen.Scripture that is in John, Gospel of John. 所选的经文是在约翰福音第十五章。It is from Gospel of John, chapter 15, and we would like to read from verse 4 to 8. 我们一起来读，从第四节到第八节。You may read whatever you prefer in English or Mandarin.And we'll start together. 让我们一起开始。
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。人若不常在我里面
read the main messages, we remain in Christ, which means we have good communion with Him. 这里面所讲的就是我们与主连接，也就是与神有美好的关系。 If we have good communion in Christ, then we will bear fruit. We will bear more fruit and much fruit. 当我们与主连接，我们就会结果子，会多结果子，会更多的结果子。那我们有一段时间，我们来预备我们的心，我们来领受饼和杯。我们都愿意每一位凡是相信接受主受过洗礼的，我们都欢迎。若还没有，我们也诚恳愿意接受主受洗，因为是主耶稣要门徒去颁布这样的一个大使。 And we are inWe would like to invite you to partake the bread and cup. If you are a Christian and been baptized, because this is what Jesus commanded his disciple when he was on earth. just a symbol. The bread here is just to remind us Jesus died on the cross for us. We're supposed to get that eternal condemnation from God. But He removed the wrath of God from us so that we become children of God when we trusted in Him and when we follow Him throughout our whole life. 这饼乃是象征代表主耶稣的身体为我们死在十字架上，好让我们纪念神的震怒不在我们身上，因为他的死挪去神的震怒，让我们相信接受他成为神的儿女，这是永远神给我们的福分，我们要珍惜，我们要敬爱，我们要来一起领受。 May we eat this bread together. Mm-hmm. 我们请于姐弟兄为杯祝谢。
亲爱的主耶稣基督，主啊，我们再次来纪念你在十字架上为我们所成就的。你那破碎的身体使我们得到了医治，你流出宝血使我们得到了永生。主啊，让我们这一次更加的来审查自己，主啊，我们得到你那上好的福分，主啊，来让我们来问自己，我们如何把你这份福分活出来，让我们的生活能够配得得到你的救恩，让我们能够配得在审判日的时候在你的面前不至于畏缩，不至于短缺。主要让我们像葡萄枝结在葡萄树上一样，能够结出美好的果实来。主啊，你宣召了我们，不仅仅是为了拯救我们，主啊，你宣召了我们真正的目的是让我们能够结出那美好的果实。主啊，求你的灵来充满我们，来激励我们，让我们在这有生的岁月里能够大胆地活出你所希望我们活出来的。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
The juice in this cup remind us Jesus Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood, washed away our sin. So we will not be perished, but have everlasting life. 这杯里面的葡萄汁让我们想起主耶稣在十字架上为我们流的，赦免我们的罪，除去我们的罪，使我们得到永远的生命。 May we drink this and give thanks to him and looking forward to his second coming. 让我们一起饮这个杯的时候，我们献上我们的感恩，同时我们也等待主的再来。
Time for Thanksgiving and report items that many of them today. 接下来其实感恩代祷事项和一些报告。First of all, we thank God that Brother Xinlong and Jimmy's daughter Selina Lee returns home safely. She sacrificed the summer vacation. First, she went to Mexico for a mission trip for 1 week, and then she went to Greece. It's a refugee camp in Greece for a couple of weeks to provide medical services for refugees, and she returns home yesterday. So we thank God, and I'm sure the parents are relieved. So 感谢神，俊明和新龙的女儿 Selina 回到美国来。她在暑假，她放弃了暑假休息的时间，她先到墨西哥短线，然后后来又到希腊的那个难民营提供医疗的服务，所以他现在回来了，我们感谢神。 Secondly, Hurricane, we know Hurricane Harvey has devastated Texas. There are more than 30 people died and thousands, tens of thousands of people lost their homes, fled their homes and live in a shelter. So we please pray for the people, the suffering and pray for the speedy recovery. Also, we encourage brothers and sisters to donate to reputable charity organizations. 我们知道那个 Hurricane 那个 Harvey 给 Texas 带来很大的灾难，所以有很多大概30多个人的死去，还有很多人都失去了家。所以我们请大家为他们祷告，为这个灾区的人民祷告，然后也希望他们能够尽快恢复。同时在鼓励那个弟兄姐妹们在给他们那个捐助的时候，要给那个知名的机构，比如红十字会啊之类的。And we know our family camp is coming up in less than 2 weeks, so please pray for the speakers, brother, son, and also pastor, Dan. So pray for the message and pray for our safe trip.我们一年一度的family camp 就在不到两周就到了，所以我们请大家为我们的讲员三弟兄，还有那个青少年讲员戴牧师为他们祷告，为他们的 message 还有我们出入的平安祷告。接到我们的 family camp 的 many reports, today is the last day for registration, so please registerone more chance to register, and at the back you should have more registration form for today. And if also at the back is at the camp this year, we also have several events or activity planned. I think the Brother EJ planned a couple events, the challenger courses, the trip top adventures, and zip lines. So for more information, at the back there's some brochures.And also pricing information, and also there's a registration form to register for the events. The last day for register events or sign up for the events is before September 10th, so you have more time to register for the events. 所以今天我们的那个 Family Camp 我们有好多 activity， 那个后面在后面桌上有一些 information， 所以你们可以还有同时还有你们可以sign up for 那个 activities， 然后最后 sign up 是在9月10号。还有在后面also in the back there are directions to the camp， it's the same camp we went to last year， so the directions and map at the back。And also, if questions, I can bother EJ and they should answer your questions at the back. 在后面还有很多那个地址到 camp 的地址，还有怎么去的那个方向。所以如果有问题的话，你们还可以跟EJ还有跟义伟联系，他们两个都会在后面提供。And also this year, unlike last year, this year we have two other groups in the camp. So we expect more people and more cars. So just a reminder to be careful and watch out for the kids and for the cars. 今天我们在 Family Camp, 我们还有另外两组另外两个不同的机构会参在那营地。所以请大家在到时候要所以请大家到时候在营地的时候要注意安全，特别注意小孩子。Also due to the camp, so the Sunday, September 19th, there will be no Sunday school and then no worship here. So for those of you who don't go to the camp, we encourage you to attend the church nearby or go to Grace Chinese Bible Church.所以我们因为退休会，所以我们在9月17号那个主日就没有主日学，也没有主日崇拜在这边，所以鼓励大家没有去退休会的大家到附近的教会或者是到不会参加崇拜。And then two other reports, church choirs will start practicing next Sunday, September 10th. And also, there's, 所以我们的教会的音乐崇拜团要从下星期开始练习。And then last report is for the Dorcas Fellowship, 就是多教团契，要 resume next Friday at the Menger's house. 在 Menger 家里面会有重新开始多教团契。还有刚才说到一个我们这边有一位新朋友在我们当中。 We have a new friend, his name is 加有丸。 Could you stand up and introduce yourself? 能不能站起来介绍你自己吗？加音Welcome, 是王佳音，我们欢迎你。Okay, that's all the reports, and please stand. Let's stand for 三三一颂。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿们。请坐，默祷之后散会。And you're welcome for the refreshment in the fellowship hall. 请留步在交谊厅有点心，欢迎每一位。